When McMurphy finishes his last banana, he slaps his belly and gets up and heads for the door. And the big black boy blocks the door and tells him the rule that patients sit in the mess hall till they all leave at 7:30. McMurphy stares at him like he can't believe he's hearing right, then turns and looks at Harding. Harding nods his head, so McMurphy shrugs and goes back to his chair. I sure don't want to go against that goddamn policy. The clock at the end of the mess hall shows it's 7:15. Lies about how we only been sitting here 15 minutes when you can tell it's been at least an hour. Everybody has finished eating and leaned back, watching the big hand to move to 7:30. The black boys take away the vegetables-splattered trays and wheel the two old men down to get hosed off. In the mess hall, about half the guys lay their heads on their arms, figuring to get a little sleep before the black boys get back. There's nothing else to do, with no cards or magazines or picture puzzles. Just sleep or watch the clock. But McMurphy can't keep still for that. He's got to be up to something. After about 2 minutes of pushing food scraps around his plate with his spoon, he's ready for more excitement. He hooks his thumbs in his pockets and tips back and one-eyes that clock up on the wall. Then he rubs his nose. You know, that old clock up there puts me in mind of the targets at the target range at Fort Riley. That's where I got my first medal, a sharpshooter medal. Deadeye McMurphy. Who wants to lay me a poor little dollar that I can't put this dab of butter square in the center of the face of that clock up there, or at least on the face? He gets 3 bets and takes up his butter pat and puts it on his knife, gives it a flip. It sticks a good 6 inches or so to the left of the clock, and everybody kids him about it until he pays his bets. They're still riding him about did he mean dead eye or dead eyes when the last black boy gets back from hosing vegetables and everybody looks into his plate and keeps quiet. The black boy senses something is in the air, but he can't see what. And he probably never would have known except old Colonel Matterson is gazing around and he sees the butter stuck up on the wall and this causes him to point up at it and go into one of his lessons, explaining to us all in his patient, rumbling voice, just like what he said made sense.
The butter is the Republican Party.
The black boy looks where the colonel is pointing, and there that butter is easing down the wall like a yellow snail. He blinks at it, but he doesn't say a word, doesn't even bother looking around to make certain who flipped it up there. McMurphy is whispering and nudging the acute sitting around him, and in a minute they all nod, and he lays $3 on the table and leans back. Everybody turns in his chair and watches that butter sneak on down the wall, starting, hanging still, shooting ahead, and leaving a shiny trail behind it on the paint. Nobody says a word. They look at the butter, then at the clock, then back at the butter. The clock's moving now.